Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Muskego, Wisconsin. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor. The title of her preaching today is Don't Give Up.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapters 18, verses 1 through 8. The parable of the persistent widow. Then he told them a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Word of God. Today's parable of the unjust judge and the persistent widow can certainly be applied to our present realities. We are living in a time when unjust decisions result in wars, bloodshed, death, hunger, and fear among victims suffering the consequences. The poor migrating to find peace and safety are turned away from our borders. Political bickering does nothing to offer hope to many. Money is more valuable than the resources plundered. So let's just take a moment to review definitions of justice. Legal justice prioritizes the importance of treating people impartially, fairly, properly, and reasonably. Biblical justice is defined as making right relationship with God, with one another, and with natural creation. Holding these definitions before us, what can we learn from the two gospel characters, the unjust judge and the persistent widow? First, the unjust judge knows more than he lets on. He is shrewd. He knows what is right and what is wrong. He only decides to render for the widow because he fears that her persistence might cause some damage to his own life. And the widow? She is a strong woman who has the courage to stand up to this judge and fight for her rights. Despite her very low social status, she is wise and unrelenting. We can take her example to heart. And here are some simple ways we can do that. Our intercessory prayer must be based in faith, despite the challenges facing us today and the hopelessness we may experience. We must continue to join the voices and the efforts calling out for ceasefire, end of war, care for the most needy, and protection of Earth's resources. We continue to strive to be peacemakers in our everyday lives and relationships. And finally, we continue to learn, to study, to converse, and to pray over the issues that face us, believing that God is with us and is guiding us. And when we feel hopeless, we can ask that holy persistent widow to stand with us and hold us together in hope. May God bless us this day and always.